What else? That's La Bamba by Los Lobos. This is Acoustic Sailing, WMFO in Medford. Welcome to the program. We'll start the show in about a minute and 1 second.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Welcome to Acoustic Sailing. This is Vin Maganzini. Today I have a lot of great music. It's going to be all American music because it's Independence Weekend. If you want to make a request, call 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. And if you're right here in the Boston area, call 781-350-3264. That's 781-350-3264. As most listeners know, I usually start off with things acoustic and then head into all things above and beyond the acoustic ceiling. Today, this is a song. It's a little bit acoustic. It's a little bit not acoustic, but I'm going to start off the show with it. This is a song by a group called the Beacon Street Union, and they were going to be big stuff in Boston. They were going to be big stuff for American radio, American airways, but guess what? They ended up not being that very big. And that's what happens in the American dream. Wonderful things can happen in the American dream, don't get me wrong, but this one, it never really took flight. This is WMFO in Medford, and I hope you like this. This is the Beacon Street Union, WMFO Medford.
Streets of asphalt, the cortege treads slowly by. A design at once graced the black ball, the rainfall dissolved all the dye. Guessing, expressing, the faces, the paces, the streets of monotony gain. Bidding for Park Place, the community chess is profane. By the tracks of the B&O Railroad, Derrick's erected the wooden hotel. I look at the bank, I'm elated to tell the director is doing so well. In the chronic brain.
acting its final act as I stare past the dust on the pane. I scrape off the dust with my shirt sleeve and watch pallbearers dressing in plaid. The hotel has been recently purchased by a lion trainer that's gone mad.
Here's to the the government of Mississippi. In the swamp of their bureaucracy, they're always bogging down, and criminals are posing as the mayors of the towns, and they hope that no one sees the sights and no one hears the sounds, and the speeches of the governor are the ratings of a clown. To the laws of Mississippi. Congressmen will gather in a circus of delay, while the Constitution's drowning in an ocean of decay. Unwed mothers should be sterilized, I've even heard them say. Yes, corruption can be classic in the Mississippi way. Whoa. Here's to the churches of Mississippi, where the cross once made of silver now is caked with rust, and the Sunday morning sermons pander to their lust. Oh, the fallen face of Jesus is choking in the dust, and heaven only knows in which God they can trust. Whoa.
That's classic music by Phil Oakes, singing his to the state of Mississippi. Talk about having some guts to sing that song, especially during the time you wrote it. WMFO in Medford, singing it to you, singing it live, singing it with power. Guess what, folks? It's WMFO in Medford, and it's time, yes, without further ado, to smash the acoustic ceiling. Are you ready? We got smash again. In what better way? That was Norman Greenbaum, Malden's own. He's from Malden, Massachusetts, and yep, that's him, Norman, the singer of Bird in the Sky, coming to you right now on WMFO Medford.
Yeah, I'll be rays of the sun have all but gone. The right time is now. Escape here before dawn. Traverse paths unknown, but to make no sound. Over advice, don't think twice, you won't be seen. It will be so hard, all out on our own. We have burned bridges, our seeds they have been sown. When you see the hurt, precious to hold. But if you break it, you must consider it sold. That beckoning tar appears now so green. But keep on, or you're gone, you won't be seen. But keep on.
Starting always another fallen by the old name. I've been the right, standing on the final, waiting for the day that you come around. Yeah.
Send a World Apart right there. A wonderful song by a band called Beauty Constant from their album Like the Enemy. This is WMFO in Medford. I'm playing all American artists, and I'm going to slow it down now. So kick back and listen to this one. This is a beauty. This is WMFO in Medford. I'm Vin Magazzini. This is Acoustic Sailing. And enjoy WMFO.
See, now it's 8 o'clock in Boston, and Filene has just locked up. It's so good to see the sky clear up this way. There's the stars, we haven't lost them. It's time to fly into life's mystery. It's time to go somewhere we've never seen. It's time to fly into life's mystery. Fly into the mystery. Well, it's 8 o'clock in Boston suburbs too, and some boyfriend, he's lost his girlfriend. And funny now, she was here just a minute ago. She must have gone away. Where'd she go? She must have gone to fly into life's mystery. She goes no more to the places she used to be. She goes to fly now into life's mystery. Look at her going into the mystery. Now it's 8 o'clock in Boston, and finally, there it's just locked up for the night. There's a clear sky and the stars shine. I'm looking right up at them. Isn't it time for us to fly into life's mystery? Time to go somewhere we've never seen. Fly into life's mystery. Fly into the mystery. Thank you.
Raise the flag, son. Read what's written there. The history, the progress, the heritage we share. Our flag reflects the past, son, but stands for so much more. And in this age of Aquarius, it still flies in the fore. It leads the forward movement, shared by all mankind, to learn, to love, to live with peace of mind. To learn the mysteries of space as well as those of Earth. To love each man for what he is, regardless of his birth. To live without the fear of reprisal for belief. To ease the tensions of a world that cries out for relief. Face the flag, son. Take a good long look. What you're seeing now can't be found in a history book. It's the present. The future, son. It's being written now. You're the one to write it. The flag can show you how. You know what it stands for? What its makers meant? To think, to speak, privilege of dissent. To think our leaders might be wrong, to stand and tell them so. These are the things that other men under other flags will never know. But responsibility, that's the cross that free men must bear. If you don't accept that, freedom isn't there.
WMFO Medford. True love of mine. She once was a true love of mine. In the port of Amsterdam, where the wild seagulls fly, there's a sailor who stands looking out past the sky. And the arch of his back and the thrust of his hip are as strong and as proud as the prow of a ship. In the port of Amsterdam, there's a sailor whose face is as withered and cracked as a cobblestone street, and another whose face is as fair as the Christ that visits the sailors who rot in the deep. In the port of Amsterdam, there are sailors in pairs whose only adventures are climbing upstairs, just climbing upstairs and descending again in houses and hotels from China to Maine. In the port of Amsterdam, there's a sailor, I'm told, who at 26 years looks withered and old. In the bellies of whores, he spilled out his youth on the long run to nowhere in search of the truth. In the port of Amsterdam, there's a one-legged man who used to go sailing, but no longer can. His tales of the sea grow wilder each year as his guts sail along on a belly of beer. He yells to the sailor who's sitting alone for a bottle of beer, I'd follow you home and we'd find us some women who smell like the sea. Blonde one for you and a black one for me. In the port of Amsterdam, I'd stood in the dawn as accordions died and the daylight came on. I've seen the blank faces of sailors go by, empty and wide like the wide open sky. I've cried to the God, wherever he be, who invites the young men to follow the sea. Then leaves them alone like a hollowed out shell, condemned to burn up on the seashores of hell. In the port of Amsterdam, 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 goddamn Amsterdam!
breakfast in the nation's capital.
Let us go forth to lead this land that we love, joining in the prayer of General George Washington in 1783, that God would have you in his holy protection, that he would incline the hearts of the citizens to entertain a brotherly love and affection one for another, and finally, that he would most graciously be pleased to dispose us all to do justice, to love mercy, and to demean ourselves with the characteristics of the divine author of our blessed religion, without an humble imitation of whose example we can never hope to be a happy nation. The guiding principle and prayer of this nation has been, is now, and shall ever be, in God we trust.
Thank you. In God We Trust, words by John F. Kennedy from an album called The Presidential Years, 1960 to 1963. This is WMFO in Medford, and I'll be right back on the flip side of this. Check this out. Listen and learn.
People are always looking to invest in a good opportunity. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock? Not the kind of stock that's about making money, but a stock for social change, called Better Futures. With your investment, it helps students like me go to college. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Without a doubt, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. This is WMFO in Medford, and I'm playing all American artists, American groups, American people, and when I think of the 4th of July, sometimes I think about this song, and I think about life, and I think about all kinds of things. Garrison Keillor is going to be retiring, apparently. This one's going out to Garrison Keillor. It's called What I'd Say. This is WMFO in Medford. This is the kind of song I think Garrison would really enjoy right about now.
Yeah. tamarind. She knows how to shake that thing. All right, now, now. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. Tell your mama, tell your pa, I'm gonna send you back to Arkansas. Oh, yes, ma'am. You don't do right. Don't do right. When you see me in misery, come on, baby, see about me now, yeah. All right. All right. Oh, play it, boy.
WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford. Good old Ray Charles in the background. And what better way than to wrap up the show with Ray Charles and a little bit of poetry by Walt Whitman. First part's funny, the second part's not so funny, but divine. Okay, words of Walt Whitman. Divine. Am I inside and out, and I make holy whatever I touch or am touched from. The scent of these armpits is aroma finer than any prayer. This head is more than churches or Bibles or creeds. Why should I wish to see God better than this day? I see something of God each hour of the 24 and each moment then. In the faces of men and women, I see God. In my own face, in the glass, I find letters from God dropped in the street, and everyone is signed by God's name. And I leave them where they are, for I know that others will punctually come forever and ever. The words of Walt Whitman on WMFO in Medford, Acoustic Sailing. As promised, here's a rundown of all the songs you listen to right here on WMFO in Medford. Acoustic Sailing is every Saturday from 4 to 5. Remember, start your day off with Mike on the mic every Saturday morning. And then it's Something About the Women. Something About the Women, they're always creeping like a nun. And then it's Brian Young and Crash Course for the Ravers. Yes, that Brian, he's got a ticket to ride. This is WMFO in Medford. We started today's show off with Beacon Street Union with The Clown Died in Marvin Gardens from the album The Clown Died in Marvin Gardens. They really had a lot going for them, but unfortunately they didn't deliver. But great stuff nevertheless. Then we heard Phil Oakes, Here's to the State of Mississippi from I Ain't Marching Anymore. Norman Greenbaum gave us Skyline from Spirit in the Sky. Yes, that's Spirit in the Sky guy, Norman Greenbaum. He's Malden's own. Local artist Roland Pearsall gave us You Won't Be Seen from his album Sell Your Soul. Beauty Constant, that's Vermont's own by way of Yale University, with Send a World Apart from Like the Enemy. X gave us 4th of July from Hang the DJ 1987. John Wayne, he talked to us through Face the Flag from America, Why I Love Her. Hear that, Pilgrim? Simon and Garfunkel gave us the wonderful Scarborough Fair. We heard a bit from The Graduate. Then we also heard the classic Simon and Garfunkel recording of Scarborough Fair from their first album, The Sound of Silence, or Sounds of Silence, I believe it was called. Then it was NOFX. They gave us Marxist Brothers from Wolves in Wolves Clothing. John F. Kennedy gave us a bit of his prayer breakfast from the presidential years. That was from 1961. And then we heard an extended version of What I'd Say by the great Ray Charles. That's from A Life in Music. And we also heard from the early years, remastered tracks, What I'd Say by the great Ray Charles. Thank you for listening, everybody. This is WMFO in Medford. Remember, there's a time to cast away stones. There's a time to gather stones together. There's a time to dance, a time to mourn, a time to have war, and a time of peace. I pray that it's not too late. This is WMFO, Medford. I'm going to end the program with a wonderful song. It's written by the late, great Doc Pomus and sung, yes, once again, by the wonderful Ray Charles. Have a happy and safe Independence Day. It's 5 o'clock, and this is WMFO Medford. Now my room has got